with due respect to St. Paul, those of you who have wives, it would be stupid of you to live as if you had none. And remember, Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday this year, so party early. Abandoned train tracks are lifted up and turned into riding biking trails and horse trails. Abandoned schools and hospitals around here have been transformed into rather attractive apartment buildings. Abandoned lots have become parks and playing fields. But to abandon another person can be painful, often requiring healing, forgiveness, comfort, hope. In today's brief gospel reading, we're told that John the Baptist has been arrested because of his conflict with King Herod over Herod's acts of murder and adultery. John is forced to abandon his ministry. He's imprisoned, eventually martyred. Simon Peter and his brother Andrew abandoned their fisherman's profession to follow Jesus. And James and John did the same thing, abandoning their dad and the family fishing business as well. We can only imagine the tension and turmoil those decisions caused. People depended on those men. They leave what they're used to in order to follow the one who calls them to fish for men and women, young and old, calling to repentance and belief in the gospel. Perhaps their experience as fishermen, which was a rather dangerous, risky, and unpredictable profession, provided the skill set that Jesus was looking for. Because following Jesus and trying to catch people for him can be dangerous, risky, and an unpredictable adventure as well. Allowing God to rule our lives, repenting and believing in the gospel, can be tough decisions to accept. The kingdom of God proclaimed by Jesus calls us to embrace God's rule, and that requires faith and repentance. A change, a radical change in the direction of our lives, not just a tweak here or there. And how do you repeat repentance, a change in direction, to people who think they are already going in the right direction? St. Paul's message in our gospel today seem a bit out of place. Wasn't Advent the season to remind us that life is short? And isn't Lent the time to repent? But if the truth be told, in terms of eternity, life as we know it now is brief. Time, St. Paul tells us, is running out. And we can't purchase more time like we can purchase more stuff. What do we need to abandon? What do we need to end? What might be the relationships or the habits that are personally destructive and spiritually dangerous? Do we need to stop doing certain things so as to make room in our lives and schedules for what really matters? Because there's a tendency to keep piling on and piling on and piling on, and the human heart and soul can't live that way. And so what do we need to stop doing so as to make room for what really matters? Who rules your life? Who rules mine? Who or what is the primary influence or authority? In some cases, I suspect it is God. But I need to confess that it's not always God. And what about you? At this Eucharist, we gather once again as disciples of Jesus who are also being called to make more disciples of Jesus. And our communion with him has the power to increase our faith and deepen our courage. The message and the mission of Jesus requires community and companionship. And the good news proclaimed is not about a military, athletic, or financial win. It's about God's ultimate victory over evil and sin, hopelessness, and everlasting death. Our feast this morning is feasting at the banquet of the Lamb. There's a classic work in spirituality called Abandonment to Divine Providence. It was written by a Jesuit priest during the 18th century, Father Jean-Pierre de Caussade. This is what he wrote. To escape the distress caused by regret for the past or fear for the future, this is the rule to follow. Leave the past. Leave the past to the mercy of God. The future to His good providence. Give the present wholly to His love by being faithful to His grace. Our communion with Christ this morning enables us to do just that. To escape the distress caused by regret for the past or fear for the future, this is the rule to follow. Leave the past to the mercy of God, the future to God's good providence. Give the present, the now, to His love by being faithful to God's grace.